Well, if you haven't had a chance to say your name and where you're from, we welcome you wholeheartedly from the Master's Morning Call. I am turning this wonderful call over to my host. Everyone be blessed and have a magnificent day. Amen. Well, as we're waiting for our host, remember this is He is Awesome and He is Worthy Wednesday. God has all.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister LaShawn?
Now I can hear you. Good morning. Take it away, my sister.
Good morning. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning as our Minister LaShawn tagged. He is Worthy Wednesday. Praise God. Sister, I thank you for greeting and spiritually seating us. My name is Benita, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. I'm here in New Jersey. We thank you for joining us, and we wish you the warmest of kingdom greetings. Well, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and put your seatbelt on. This is going to be a ride. This is going to be a spiritual ride this morning. We will take you on a ride to brighten up your day, and this call is all about the Master, our Creator, our Father. And as a family, we gather early in the morning to faithfully give reverence to our Father. We here on the Master's Call, we were founded October 25th, 2010, by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, praise God. The mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Praise God. Now, we are here on the Master's Call every day, 24 hours a day. But if you want to tune in, it's Monday through Friday. Anytime from 5, depending on where you are on the map, because we will be going international. So, on the East Coast, we are here at 8 a.m., and 5 in the morning on the West Coast, and any place in the middle of the map, it's 7 a.m. But we are here for you 24 hours a day. You will be able to dial into the Master's Call. After this call, you can dial us at 712-432-0075, and the PIN would be the same, 957-677-POUND. You can send us an email to the Master's Morning Call. That's, again, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. Our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. You can send your praise report or your prayer request to that email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Now, as I said, you are getting ready to go on a ride. Just envision a theme park and the different rides that would occur in the theme park. So we will take you on a spiritual ride. But we want to also thank the Des de Leon family that brought us together, because, you know, God knew this was going to happen before we knew it was going to happen. So the Des de Leon family brought us together, and the Des de Leon family is a family that brought Artists International into our life. And Artists International is a Christian-based, health-based, and wellness-based company that we had the pleasure of all joining. And if you are on this call with someone that has invited you to this call, I would ask you to get back to them and ask them, what is the Des de Leon family? They will definitely tell you that this company is an awesome company. We are all distributors that would definitely love to share that message with you. At this time, as always, we open up our call with morning prayer. And I would like to ask one of our prayer warriors, who, if you would want to be one of our warriors, one of the family members of the TMC family, you can feel free to send an email to that email, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and our minister, Robin, will definitely get back with you on that. Now, we have one of our awesome warriors, Minister Candy. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Minister Candy will open us up in prayer. Take it away, Minister.
Master of the universe, master of the earth, master of these United States of America, master of this call, master of our lives, we rejoice in you today. Hosanna to you, King of kings and Lord of lords. You are marvelous. You are the lover of my soul. You are my shepherd. You are the Lord of my life. You are my Father, Heavenly Father, Daddy God. So, Daddy, we come to you this morning to bless you. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to hear your anointed word. We are the Master's Call family, and our lives are being enriched, enhanced, and empowered to produce good fruit for your glory. We come so that we are strengthened in you and in the power of your might. Thank you, Father, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for the vision you gave them for this call. And, Father God, I ask that you continue to bless them. Father, thank you. Thank you for them, Lord God. Thank you for the Artists International and for the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we ask that you continue to bless Artists and continue to bless that family. Lord God, I command the atmosphere to be conducive for audible clarity this morning. I rebuke disturbances in the airwaves. I come against malfunction of the phone lines. I curse static in the airwaves. I dispatch the angels of the Lord to open the portals of heaven for an anointed, Holy Ghost-filled, sanctified call this morning. I bind the hand of the enemy and pull down strongholds and evil spirits that are exalted against our speaker. I loose the Spirit of the Lord to flow through her mind, speak through her lips with accuracy, clarity, and boldness. I thank you, Lord, in advance that she speaks not with the wisdom of man, but with the wisdom and revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit. Father God, I ask you to pierce the mind and heart of every listener so that all will receive and take action according to your spoken word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Anita.
Wow. Thank you so much, Minister, for imparting that word to us. Well, she is not a stranger to me. I love her so. She is an awesome, awesome woman of God. And I just want to say how much she has blessed my life. And I continue to just bask in her glory. She is such a woman of God. I just want to tell you that this woman, there's very few words that I can say. I could go on and on about her. But I just want to announce that our Mother Eagle is going to bring us a word this morning. And just, again, put on your seatbelt, pull out your pen, put on your spiritual head cap, and just soak in this word as it is imparted to us from our Minister Eagle. Mother, Pastor Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our Master's Call family. Good morning, Minister Benito. We are encouraging you and excited to hear you hosting for the first time, doing a great job. Everybody has a first time, and we praise God for you allowing this Mother Eagle to stretch you and do what we know is so much inside of you, which is the work of the kingdom. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for greeting God's people and getting us strategically aligned to hear a word from the Lord. And definitely, Minister Candy, I know that heavens have been alerted, all of heaven, but all of hell knows that the word of God is going forth. I am excited and just full, been up real, real early, just up praying and walking the floor and just rejoicing, just feeling such a shift in the atmosphere, excited about what God is doing in the land, but utmost what he's doing in us, reminding us of our theme for this year, that in 2012, all is well, decreeing that over our lives, our destiny, and our purpose. And this past Monday, we started a series, and I tell you, I had titled it one way, and when God gets to speak it, I just have learned to pick up the pen and just be the scribe as he speaks. And we started off this series with, "It's a New Season, Transform 90, My Holy Ghost Fire." You know, we've been talking and supporting and praying for our Transform 90 tour that's been going all across the country with Artists International, truly transforming bodies, exciting our emotions. We get that old school figure back, feeling better, looking better. But the mandate, the mission, the prophetic assignment that God gave me was to make sure we cried loud and spared not, that there has to be a spiritual transformation throughout this process. And it is, I was just praying in the spirit and just going in this morning about every area of our lives where we need to be transformed, coming naked, pure, open before God. He dropped in my heart the 90-day trip, that this transform is 90 days. We talked last Monday, about principles that we're going to do, all we can do, so God will do what we cannot do. And as he deals with me, he gave me that acronym of TRIP. This is a 90-day trip, and I got so tickled when Ms. Minister Benita was tapping in and kept talking about putting on your seatbelts, because I want you to put on some spiritual seatbelts today, because we're going to really dig deep in the what, where, how, when of our trip. And the transformation 90 days on the physical side is 90 days of being on our awesome artist products and doing some exercise, wearing that phenomenal body magic garment, and doing those outside things that affect the physical inside temple. Awesome, awesome. Again, exciting our emotions. But that spiritual 90-day, and I said, "What are you saying, God? Speak to me." And he said, "The what is our transformation?" That's the T of the trip we're going to go on. And where is he going to do the transformation? And the R is through restoration. See, a lot of us need some stuff restored, refreshed, revived, rejuvenated, reminding the devil from that Proverbs 6:31, you stole some things. For some of us, we physically got out of shape, got lulled, the procrastination sneaked in, hopelessness creeped over, and we're going to get refreshed, a fresh wind, the ruah, breath of God going through us on this 90-day trip. That, and how the eye of the trip with strategic information. We're going to talk about some principles that are strategic to us successfully completing these 90 days. And when we complete it, it'll complete our season, the P of preparation. So the transformation, the restoration with strategic information will help us complete this season of preparation. Our Transform 90. Why? Because it's a new season. We had our text scripture for those who were with us Monday. You know, 2 weeks ago, a little over, we celebrated Pentecost Sunday, and Pentecost, Penta, 50 days afterwards, when in the upper room they were endued, Acts 2, verses 2 through 4, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The fire of God came down upon them. In the Hebrew, Jehovah Makadosh, and Jehovah Makadosh means the sanctifying power of God. And when the Paraclete, our comforter, comes inside of us, there's absolutely nothing that we cannot do, because as we talked about on Monday, he purges, he prunes out of us, but he purifies us to be great kingdom builders. It's a new season. Transform 90, my Holy Ghost fire. We're on a 90-day trip, what's going to happen, our transformation, where through restoration, how with strategic information, and when is this going to happen? When we complete our season of preparation. See, we're all miracles in the making, and we're going to go over these five principles which make up the foundation, the groundwork, the essential ingredients to arriving safe, steadfast, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus on our 90-day trip. We're going to do all that we're supposed to do, having full confidence that our God is going to do what we cannot do. We talked last time that the first principle was we want to make a commitment, make a covenant. Covenant means a contract. But this time with God. And how were we going to do that? I asked everybody, and I wonder how many of you all really did it, to write down seven desires. But with each desire, write down what you and I will do to make it happen, what the Word says about our desires. For some of us, it'll be working toward getting some debts paid off. For some of us, it'll be to stay on the Transform 90 program to decrease our dimensions. Less glory of us will be revealed, and we'll lose some weight, in other words. And for some of us, it'll just be discipline to take a class or do some things that God, a service project, whatever God tells you. And see, this should be a conversation with you and the Holy Ghost. But write it down. Write it down. We talked about Habakkuk 2, that you write the vision down. Make it plain. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your dream board. Keep the vision in front of you. That Romans 4:17, we're calling things that be not out of the supernatural heavenly realm into our manifested realm. See, God is going to keep his word, but we must do our part. So we're believing God that during these 90 days, our 90-day trip for our transformation, restoration with understanding strategic information, we will complete our preparation by the end of this summer. He's going to do some over-the-top things in our life. Well, here's the key. Here's the foundation. We're going to take our time and meditate. I want this to saturate in your spirit. Simple, but profound. Simple, but strategic. It's the KISS method. Come on back. Keep it simple, saints. Keep it simple, saints. Principle two, we must have focused faith. We must have laser faith. We've always said on this call, what does focus mean? Firmly on course until successful. Firmly on course until successful, meaning winners don't quit and quitters don't win. We're going to stay firmly, not jello, not sloppy agape, firmly on course, not things that are unnecessary, but the things that God has necessitated in our lives in this season. So let's stay sold out to the seven things we're believing God for. See, that's a completion, finishing our trip. In these 90 days, we pulled out on the 3rd of June, and we're going to arrive safely. I'm speaking that over all of us. See, what's the main culprit? I'll tell you right now before we get started. Broken focus. Yeah, broken focus. See, broken focus is a tool of distraction often used by the devil. See, he'll keep us busy, but we won't be productive. He'll keep us surrounded by those good ideas, but we're not focused on our God ideas. He'll keep us content with average when God is prompting us to spread our wings as eagles and soar higher to accomplish the extraordinary. I love the book a dear friend of mine wrote when I was in seminary and years ago. John Mason wrote a book called An Enemy Called Average. Mm-hmm. Nothing is average about you with the supernatural Holy Ghost, that holy fire inside of you. So today, here's our challenge. Do a spiritual inventory today. Be honest with yourself. Look in the mirror. What was Michael Jackson's song? The man in the mirror. Sutta in the mirror. Be honest. And throughout these 90 days, let the Holy Spirit do a Jehovah Makedesh, a sanctifying, purifying dusting and cleaning, DNC, of us out of, from being comfortable to moving on purpose, to be full of godly focused, to be, I love how Evangelist Tiffany says, to be intentional with every God-ordained purpose assigned to our lives. Again, the enemy will get you distracted with good ideas, wholesome, healthy, but not honing in on what God has told you to do. See, God is not obligated to provide, to protect, to promote what he did not ordain. Let me say that again. Our God is not obligated in our lives to promote, protect, meaning he's not going to finance what he didn't tell you to do. That's why some things are not coming together. It's not the devil. You've been rebuking the devil till your bucca's been broke. Your rebuker's like, it ain't me. It's because God didn't sanction that for you. So do the spiritual inventory, all of us in the mirror, all of us, and get focused, laser focused, meaning nothing can get in between the seven things that we have said, God, these are the desires that you've put in my heart. That's Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord. You know, in Hebrews, delight means submit. That's not a cuss word. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And as we go through focus, we've said this so many times, but again, guard your time. Guard your talents. Guard your anointing. In the F in focus, you got to be faithful. Faithful to do what God says that you are called to do. Say only what God says about you. Then we'll produce the fruit, that John 15, the fruit that will remain. And as you and I remain faithful and operate with focused faith, we'll experience the fruit of success. The O we talked about is be open to try new strategies. Be flexible. Some of y'all, even if Jesus himself showed up and told you to do it different, you'd be arguing, trying to do Perry Mason, Columbo, and all of that combined to tell you, well, God, I don't want to. God has eternity. You and I don't have but a space of time. Be flexible and open to learn new things and new ways to be successful. See, methods change. Principles don't. There's still principles we teach our children about sharing and about trust and all faith. But boy, the technology in children's ministry has totally changed. The technology with kids, with iPads, iPods, the electronic readers, it's all different. We've got to be flexible. And then that other four-letter word that's not a cuss word, be willing to obey and do what he says to do. So be open and obey what he says. Don't compromise, because compromise allows those busy activities that aren't productive to come in. See, when people say, oh, you're just always so busy, I always check myself. Okay, now you're looking busy, Ms. Vanessa, but are you productive? Look at that day timer. How many tasks have you completed? It's not a compliment to just be busy, but at the end of the day, have you been productive? The C, one of God's basic ingredients of faith, is commitment. Some of us have not stayed committed to anything. We will have a Damascus Road experience. We will hear God, hear the angels singing in the key of F, A, and C, the melodic chord, and still get hit with a stupid stick a week later and just fall off. Get in the good ideas that aren't God ideas. How many marketing strategies depend on us in January to make New Year's resolutions, to join health clubs, to get on, to be a part of different programs, and we don't even finish. Some of us don't even get out the first week, let alone the first month. Go on and say amen or oh me. It's so hard in church to get people to be committed to teach. Oh, I can't commit for 6 months. Why? You're asking God to commit for a lifetime. Oh, okay, let me just say focus faith. That's right. It means to go the extra mile. Do what others are unwilling to do. We must be Jesus' hands extended and exemplify the character. That's the other C, the character of Christ. I'm going to finish up the UNS and go to the next principles the next time, but we're talking now about it's a new season.
We're on our Transform 90. Write your seven things down. Don't say it's in my head. I know it's in my heart. Well, our heart will deceive us. Write that contract with you in heaven so all the angels can peek over your shoulder and see. And be accountable to pray, to fast, to speak, and decree in the heavens. We're on a 90-day trip. Why? Because we're going to be transformed. We're going to have restoration in every area of our life on this trip. We're getting strategically downloaded information from God on a safe travel, because when we complete this season of preparation, we're going to come forth as pure gold. I decree in your spirits right now that your gifts are being stirred up, that there's a spirit of anticipation and expectation to keep those spiritual safety belts on. And as the old saints say, you're going to run on and see what the end's going to be. In Jesus' name, back to you, Miss Benita.
Wow, wow. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. I was writing, oh, my God, seven things. Yes, ma'am. I am on it. I told you, family, have that seatbelt on. Thank you so much for imparting that word, Pastor. Again, you can tune back in as soon as we hang up and dial 712-432-0075 and pin is 957-677-pound. You will want to do that. Amen, amen. Well, we will now have our closing prayer. And for that, we have our minister, Robin.
Minister Benita, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Take it away, sister.
Thank you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for focused faith. And Lord God, as you said in your word, in 1 Peter 2:24, that we were healed by the stripes of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, that Dr. PK, Lord God, Roger Thomas, Papa Preston, Aisha Big's godmother, Evangelist Gwen, my grandma, Minister Willa, Sonia Torres, Miss Amanda, they are all healed in the name of Jesus, because everything that has a name must bow to the authority of Jesus. And that's cancer, lesions, stroke, diabetes, shoulder surgery, neck surgery, fractures, Father, wrist surgery. All of these things, Father God, must bow in the name of Jesus. And I thank you because your blessings are on Miss Rucci and your blessings are on Amber and Tammy, Father, financially. You said, Father God, that you will open up the windows of heaven for them, where they will be able to receive a blessing. You're going to pour it out for them, Father God, because they are obedient to your word, Lord God. So I thank you, Father, for providing all of their needs according to your riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. I thank you for every graduate, Lord God, that is walking across the stage, Father, and even for those who are not able to walk across the stage, they are still your graduates because they did everything that they were supposed to do according to your plan and purpose for their life in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you for your favor that rests upon the TMC family, Father. We will have and apply focused faith in each one of us, Father God, starting with me. We'll go back and listen to the call and write it down as the minister has instructed us to do, and move forward with what you want us to do, not our idea, but your ideas, in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Praise God. Well, I thank you, family. This has been my coming out, and I appreciate you, as Minister said, Pastor said. Yes, this is my first time, so if I have not done something, it's all just because this is my first time. But thank you so much, and I thank you, Minister Robin, for sealing the word in prayer. I thank you, Sister LaShawn, for greeting and seating us, and I thank you, my God, my pastor, my mother eagle, for that word, that focus faith. Amen. Again, the Master's Call family, we love you. We pray for you. I know that this word has imparted a powerful message to you. You can now release that spiritual seatbelt and enjoy your day. Bye-bye for now.